From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Artie Johnson reporting. Syria's civil war is under a one-day-old United Nations brokered ceasefire, and while many are enjoying the relative calm, the quiet was broken in several towns hit by airstrikes today. The British-based Syrian Observatory for the Human Rights said at least six villages were targeted in the strikes. So far, the identity and origin of the jets is unknown, and it's unclear if the raids hit areas covered by the truce. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
Let us be real. It is going to be extremely challenging, especially at the outset, to make this work. In a world of horrific crises, arguably no crisis has done more to threaten international peace and security or has inflicted as much human suffering as the conflict in Syria. We are all now broken records here in this council about the fact that this crisis cannot be resolved through force alone, that it will require a political solution.
Power said the ceasefire does not apply to terror groups such as the Islamic State and the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front. Baghdad was on high alert today after IS extremists launched a surprise attack on Abu Ghraib, just west of the Iraqi capital. Suicide bombers and gunmen riding pickup trucks stormed the city in one of the boldest attacks by the IS in months. Increased numbers of Iraqi forces were quickly deployed to Baghdad's international zone, which is home to many embassies and international staff, as well as the capital's international airport. By early afternoon, Iraqi officials declared the fighting in Abu Ghraib over and Baghdad back to normal. Cameroon's military has freed several hundred hostages and killed about 100 Boko Haram militants in a joint operation with Nigerian troops. This comes as U.S. convoys confer with Nigerian officials about possible deployment to the region. This is VOA News. The International Organization for Migration says it is scaling up repatriation of African migrants who have been suffering abuse and exploitation in Libya, mainly at the hands of the police and the militias. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
In its latest operation a few days ago, IOM returned 117 migrants to Burkina Faso, including five women and two children. IOM spokesman Itai Viriri says the migrants tell stories of horrific treatment by militias and blatant exploitation at their places of employment.
We do have examples of young men who are working in construction who, every time they got paid, their accommodation was raided by militias who took whatever money they had. There was no one to then go and try and get these obvious crimes investigated.
Viriri tells VOA that IOM has received testimony from African migrants of being beaten up and threatened with other forms of inhumane treatment. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Reformists appear to be making big gains as Iran continues to count votes today in its parliamentary election. Final results are expected on Monday. Partial results indicate major gains for reformists and moderates who favor engagement with the West. In U.S. politics, Hillary Clinton has easily won the Democratic presidential primary in South Carolina, improving her position as frontrunner ahead of Bernie Sanders. She spoke to her supporters in Columbia.
We've now gone through four early states, and I want to congratulate Senator Sanders on running a great race. And tomorrow, this campaign goes national.
Sanders was in the state of Minnesota late Saturday. He congratulated Clinton on her win in South Carolina, then said his campaign is more than just about getting elected president.
It is about transforming America. It is about thinking big and the kind of country we want to become.
For Republicans, frontrunner Donald Trump and his closest rivals, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, spent Saturday campaigning ahead of the so-called Super Tuesday elections when about half of the delegates needed to win the nomination for president are up for grabs. And at a town hall gathering in Germany, Facebook executive Mark Zuckerberg conceded his company has not done enough to police hate speech on the social media site. German authorities are concerned about racist abuse posted on Facebook and other social networks. As the country deals with raised tensions and outbreaks of violence against the record numbers of migrants arriving in the country, they want a crackdown from social media sites. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.